Dad, I feel numb again. Yeah, I know. It's wrong. But the blade always makes me feel alive. I'm not fucking asking for your permission. I'm going to cut myself. The therapist made me promise to let you know before I do, and that's what I'm doing. You can either come with me and watch, or not. You can pretend you care about your fucked up little girl, or you can stay here on your stupid couch. I honestly don't give a fuck. Where? I haven't decided yet. I'll probably start on my inner thighs. Slice the scar tissue a little, you know. I told you. I don't care if you think I'm fucked up. I probably am. Deal with it. Besides, I'm the one who takes the pain. You only have to watch your precious little girl's self-harm session. You want to know? What have you done wrong? I don't know why I'm such a depraved masochist slut already. Maybe you don't even have a thing to do with it. Now, don't go all psychoanalyst again. I'm doing fine. My grades are fine. I just need to feel myself bleed every once in a while. Because. Now, did you buy those razor blades I asked for? Don't you fucking lie to me. I know you did. You probably bought them the day I told you about the new brand. Those extra sharp, shiny, flexible blades. And you, pathetic pervert, probably had a hard time trying not to cum in your pants. That's right. You couldn't help imagining the metal breaking my pale, shaven skin. The warm blood oozing. The look on my face as I wince in pain. What kind of father does that? What if the good people at the supermarket knew? The enabling pervert daddy. So pathetic. Don't shake your head. The boner in your sweatpants is totally betraying you. How about this? I get naked, right here, and now. And you stop pretending you care about your beautiful daughter's well-being and fucking give me the blades. Here goes my shirt. And my bra. Yep. Still wearing the safety pins. I don't really feel them anymore. And look at the cuts on my love handles. Sometimes I think I'm too chubby. I wish I could drain all the fat. I know, you keep telling me. I know I'm not like fat, but this isn't exactly the heroin look that most men crave. Do you think I should start on heroin? Oh my god, did your cock just twitch super hard in your pants? The thought of watching your daughter sticking a needle into her arm. Such a beautiful self-harm. I'd probably roll my eyes up like this. And feel the sweet drug take control. I'd let you watch, because I know you love to see me hurt. You'd love that. You poor pervert daddy. Such a filthy man. Don't look away. Watch me take off my pants. You like my thighs? The last session is almost completely healed. I just shaved and rubbed the moisturizer in. Aren't my legs nice? So pale and shiny. Now, are you ready to give me my blades? Thank you, Daddy. I love that. first touch, when the bare metal is still cold. Well, Daddy, your princess is in control now. I could do anything. Slice my wrists real deep, or even cut my throat. I know you'd be heartbroken. Your own daughter, dead. You, the worst father in history. The pervert daddy who watched with an aching heart on as his own mentally fucked up daughter does this to herself. Nah, I'm just messing with you. I'll just cut my skin, like always. Do you think my tits are beautiful? No boys ever touch them, you know? You're the only man that gets to stare at them. During our little sessions, I need you to look at my body to make sure I don't do anything I might regret. And I know you like to touch me when you take care of my wounds. Right now, I need you to come closer and look when I put the blade here and push like this. So easy, so tender. Do you see the soft flesh? Don't you wish you were the blade? Now it broke the skin, cutting into my young tit flesh. This is gonna be a scar. Do you like the thought that you're the only man who ever saw my sexy little tits without scars? The blood is so warm. Don't worry, I won't cut any deeper. Let's slice the other tit. This is it. Such a rush. The adrenaline. Daddy, you perv. I can tell you're rubbing your crotch. Your daughter's sexy tits get marked for life, and it fucking turns you on, doesn't it? The shame you feel. Unspeakable. You probably hate yourself for enabling this fucked up masochistic slut. The slut you created. Yep, you created me. You fucked me into mommy's womb, and then you ruined my soul. The only moments you ever paid attention to me was when I was in pain. When I came crying to Daddy. Has it ever occurred to you that you fucked me up? Now, where should I cut next? My belly? Like this? Yeah. Maybe a couple more lines. What? You want me to lay down? Do I look dizzy already? I haven't lost that much blood yet. You only want me on my back because you want to see me cut another pattern into my inner thighs, don't you? How about Daddy gets his hard cock out and shows his little princess how much he enjoys this self-harm session? Oh my gosh. Daddy is already dripping so much pre-cum. Dripping onto my titty sliver. So nice and warm. I used to believe it really is a healing potion. Thank you, Daddy, for producing my pain slut elixir. What if I cut myself right here? Yeah, my soft and tender virgin pussy lips. Will they ever heal? Yeah, Daddy, I can take the pain. Are you proud of me? Is this the red blood on my pale white skin? Is it beautiful? Tell me how beautiful I bleed. I'm your good little pain slut. I am. I'm fucking great at taking pain. So much better than my sisters. That's why I'm still here. Watch me wreck my pussy. Stroke real hard and aim your healing potion at my ruined cunt. Bathe my body in your perv daddy sperm so I can heal. Please, daddy, come. I'm not sure how much longer I can take this. I'm fading. I feel so fucking dizzy, and the pain, the blood loss. I need your cum now so I can stop cutting. Please, daddy, come on your fucked up pain slut princess. Oh my gosh, I think I see a light. It's so beautiful. Will I be with mommy and my sisters if I go to the light? Please, daddy. Come over your pain slut.